Smith swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Milliken's win! Milliken's win!
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Welcome back to the show. New feature on the Odyssey app. It's a little microphone icon, and if you click on it on the KMOX stream, you can leave us a voice message, and we will go through those and play him on the air. Any comments that you have about the show, about the club, and joining us right now, I'm a little old school, though, John Mozeliak, president of baseball operations. I take phone calls like back in the day, the old sports open line where the fans dial it in. But it's a neat little feature. We'll see. I'm sure that, and good morning, by the way. Great to be with you.
Good morning.
I know that the fans right now, as you can imagine, are they're kind of hot. Although they were happy yesterday with the win 5-2, but everybody involved in the organization, I'm sure, is frustrated with how this season has gone. You just haven't been able to get any traction moving forward. How are things going for you?
Well, I mean, obviously, it was not a great week. Getting swept in Cincinnati was definitely a bummer. It just really came down to, they had some timely hitting, and we definitely did not. And so, when you look at back at our year, there's certainly some frustration with our offense. Obviously, the season's not over tomorrow, and we got to keep competing. I think the one thing we have to do is continue to try to find that right combination to get our offense going, and we'll continue to work at that. And the other thing we have to remind ourselves is. You just have to handle what you have in front of you on that day. And so, as much as it can sound frustrating at times for our fan base, but it really is about just handling today, and hopefully we can build off of yesterday. And so, we do still have some hope for this club. We really do, but I can understand that it hasn't gone like we had all hoped, and we're going to keep grinding, and hopefully by the time we get to the end of September, we feel good about where we are.
Yeah, you'd have to go on a tear, and not that we haven't seen this from the franchise before. We have. We've seen them go on these runs and make things either interesting or go all the way into the playoffs, and in some cases win the whole thing. To do that, John, when you see this team, what would it take for them to really go on a hot streak? I mean, what components would have to?
Very simple. Mm-hmm. I think it would come down to, can we start consistently scoring runs? When you simply look at what we do when we have runners in scoring position, we are just not taking advantage of those opportunities. And if we start doing that, I think brighter days are ahead. But that's the number one thing we have to do.
And you mentioned trying to find the right mix. So you look at this lineup, and you could move it around, move players in and out. That is certainly a chemistry experiment that you're working on, trying to find the right people. Jordan Walker move up was interesting. Facing lefties was really the assignment there, wasn't it? That was what I understood. Is that you wanted him to come up because you had a need there? I talked to Ollie about that actually last hour.
Yeah, I think a couple things. One, he was definitely swinging the bat well. And, in terms of my philosophy, in terms of how you think about young players, they really do need to be playing. So, ultimately, we just have to look at what the schedule looks like, who we're facing, and map out a plan. And if we're not going to find everyday at bats for him, then we may have to rethink that. But, ultimately, you got to remind yourself he's still young. He's still growing as a player. And I would say, the last 5 weeks have definitely been encouraging on what we were seeing out of him. And, we have to remind ourselves and remain disciplined that we have to be patient there.
He is. He's young, no doubt about it. And your team, you got a lot of young players, some who are now getting, like Alec Burleson, some opportunities to be great. I mean, what a season he's had. I went through the stats at the start of this hour. He's your triple crown leader right now on this team. Really something.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Burley has stepped up, and that's great to see. I mean, I think, when you look back at this season, I'm not ready to, write the final chapter on it yet, but it certainly will be, as we look back at the moment, defined as you know, some places we weren't getting the production we hoped for. Other places we had some young people emerge. I think Burley's definitely one of them. I think Mason Wynn's another one. And so from that standpoint, you can see why the future has some excitement to it, because we do have that youth movement coming. And I think, you know, overall, from a fan standpoint, that's pretty exciting.
You know, I use that word opportunity. Here's one for Andre Pallante. I mean, you basically said, here's your opportunity. You're in the rotation. Let's see what you can do. And for the most part, John, he's been strong. I mean, yesterday with that opportunity against the Dodgers, national TV, he didn't look intimidated at all.
Yeah, I think he's someone that, you know, went down to Memphis, did his work, got himself to where he knew what he needed to get to. And I think that, like, the one thing that stands out to me is I feel like the game is slowing down to him. I feel like he understands what he needs to do. And the other thing that's unique is, because he was almost used primarily out of the bullpen, but to see how he's maintained his strength or velocity throughout five, six, seven innings, and very impressive. So it's not hard to imagine him being a future starter.
How do you see the rest of this rotation right now? I mean, obviously, you're talking about some experienced guys who hit a couple of teams, most recently the Reds. It just did not come through for Gray, Gibson, and for Miles Michaelis recently, but also just, you know, for Eric Fetty even. I mean, somebody you acquired. How do you see those four veterans right now?
You know, I think they're all throwing relatively well. I just feel like we're kind of in that situation when we find ourselves, you know, down a couple, where there's so much pressure on the pitcher just to keep it close because we're not scoring. And I think if we can change that narrative a little bit and put up some runs, which we have done the last couple of days, it does make our starting pitchers look better, feel better, and pitch with more confidence.
You definitely have the last 2 days, three home runs each day. Speaking of starters, Lance Lynn, what is the latest on your veteran righty?
I do think he'll be going out for a rehab here in the next week or so. So looking to get him back probably towards the end of the month or first part of September.
Do you think there's a chance you could get Ciani back?
This year?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I would. I'm kind of hoping he's a, you know, 10 days to 2 weeks type thing. But, you know, he's feeling pretty good, and we just want to make sure we're not rushing him back and be smart about it.
No, it's good to hear. He obviously has been an impact guy for you defensively for sure, and started to come around offensively as well. I'm really intrigued with this Quinn Matthews. I mean, obviously, so are you, but he goes 7 shutout yesterday, last night, if people aren't aware, for AA Springfield. Matthews, here's his line. 7 innings, he allows no runs on 5 hits, no walks, strikes out 11. He leads the minor leagues in strikeouts. What can you say about Quinn Matthews and what he's done?
Yeah, he's very impressive. I actually watched that game in parallel with ours last night, and he was just in complete control. Obviously, you know, a year removed from the draft, I'm probably stating the obvious, but he spent his off season incredibly well and made the most of it, but enormous talent.
Wow. And then the other one that we're keeping an eye on is J.J. Weatherholt. It's all signs are good so far for somebody that probably doesn't surprise you, since you all went out and picked him out of the draft and he was so highly rated.
Yeah, I would say he's been really impressive. I actually was down in Jupiter this past week and got to see him play. And I think the one thing that also stood out is obviously everybody would agree we draft him for his offensive upside. But he played a really good shortstop down there. And so I think the versatility he's going to provide for us in the future is going to be outstanding. I think his bat's his calling card, and I think that's going to carry him pretty quickly through the minor leagues.
I want to make sure I snuck him in there in the final part of our interview. Thank you so much, John. Appreciate the time, and best of luck today against the Dodgers.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you. John Mozeliak, Cardinals president of baseball operations, always kind enough to break things down on a game day. We will take a break. When we come back, we'll take some of your questions, comments, but we'll also hear from Mike Sims. Mike with the Guns N' Hoses organization and the Backstoppers. They're doing amazing things for our first responders, and they will be celebrated at Busch Stadium coming up next month. This is Sports on a Sunday Morning. It's sponsored by Graybar, and we'll be back right after this.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.